I need to schedule that. I'm Joseph. This is Input English. This channel provides comprehensible input videos for people all over the world to improve their listening comprehension and speaking ability in English. Hundreds of millions of people need content like this to improve their language skills. If you're new to comprehensible input, I have a lot of videos on this channel that explain how it works and how to take advantage of its power. So let's get started with today's discussion. I started out with the statement, I need to schedule that. What I'd like to explore here is the power of scheduling. Let's start with a question. What is our most valuable commodity? What is the most important? What is the most precious? If you think about it, it's your time. Objects can be replaced. Projects can be restarted or redone. But our time, we can't recapture that. The arrow of time is relentless. So if our time is super valuable to us, it makes sense that we would want to use it wisely. We all have time, but how do we use it? How do we allocate it? Looking back to my youth, I was a procrastinator. That is, I put things off, important things. I put them off. I didn't take care of things in a timely way. And so missing deadlines and sustaining consequences from not taking care of things was part of my history in youth. This was something I needed to learn. There's a great deal on the internet about procrastination and time management. I am not alone that I was a procrastinator. It is a very common pattern among humans. Procrastination greatly decreases our efficiency as we utilize our time. So for decades, I was looking for ways of overcoming procrastination. Back in the 80s and 90s, I used a device called a Franklin Planner. It was a binder with pages that were specific to each day of the calendar year. And it required a lot of effort filling in details and organizing the information. It was a very primitive analog device, a sophisticated to-do list with planning capabilities, but it was very primitive, and thus it required a tremendous amount of effort on my part to use it, to do the planning, and to set the priorities. I tried to like the Franklin Planner. I tried to use the Franklin Planner, but I'd never found it a sustainable, effective way to overcome my procrastination. Out of frustration with the Franklin Planner's shortcomings, I simply did it all in my head. For many years, I just kept track of everything that needed to be done in here. And what that meant was I did pretty well, but some things fell by the wayside. That is, some things were left behind. Deadlines were missed. Some things fell through the cracks. Now, that expression, falling through the cracks, is a metaphor suggesting that there are cracks in the floorboards and that important things can fall through those cracks and be lost. So if you use these two expressions, fall by the wayside or fall through the cracks, those are two ways of expressing things that didn't get done. Deadlines were missed, opportunities were missed, failure ensued. In recent years, when I embraced comprehensible input to learn Spanish, I decided to have a fairly aggressive program. Such an aggressive program is not for everyone. I spent 3.5 hours a day on average absorbing input in Spanish. Why did I do that? Two reasons. One, the content was readily available through resources that I could find easily. Dreaming Spanish, podcasts like Español con Juan, and resources on the app Link. Add to that audiobooks, and there's a tremendous amount of content available for Spanish. So cobbling together, here's an expression. Cobbling is a form of the verb to cobble, and a cobbler is a shoemaker. So if you're making shoes, you are cobbling. Since people in the 21st century typically don't make shoes, if they cobble something together, they are constructing it from its constituent parts. They're putting it together. So the most common way you will hear somebody say, he cobbled it together, would be a project, not a pair of shoes. So when I cobbled together my Spanish language acquisition program, I was able to do so very efficiently because of all of this content. The other reason I did this is I wanted to see progress. I looked at learning Spanish when I was of a certain age as a wonderful science experiment. Historically, I had failed to learn languages. I'd picked up a lot of polite phrases. I picked up traveler's vocabulary, but I was never very good with any language other than English. So I looked at this comprehensible input project as a science project, and I was the guinea pig. Another expression that you will hear. If someone or something is the guinea pig is the experimental subject. I'm actually not aware of a lot of science experiments that were done on guinea pigs. A lot of classic experiments were done on rats, but I've never actually read a scientific study where the experimental model was based on the guinea pig. Nonetheless, if you refer to someone as a guinea pig, they're an experimental subject. It's part of the language. I wanted my program to be rapid because I wanted to see progress. With this large time expenditure, I needed to manage my time because I needed to fit that big chunk of time into an already busy schedule. So I needed to increase my attention to time management, and I needed to really manage procrastination. This is where I came upon the power of scheduling. A lot of people manage their time with post-it notes. Post-it notes are little sticky notes that you put on various surfaces. The people who promote the Franklin Planner refer to post-it notes as floaters, that is, little pieces of paper that could easily be lost, that can't be organized, that can't be memorialized. So they cast aspersions at using post-it notes because of those flaws. I see the wisdom of that criticism, and I tend to not use a lot of post-it notes. Some people do. I prefer to use an app called Things. Things is an app that I use on my Apple devices, and they sync with each other, so no matter which device I'm using, I can update, add, or complete tasks in a very integrated way. So why would we want to schedule things? Well, first of all, scheduling things allows you to proactively set your priorities. There are things in front of us that are important and urgent. There are things before us that are important but not urgent. There are things that we're aware of that are not important, but somebody has made them urgent. They appear to be urgent. And then the fourth category is things that are not urgent and not important. So if what is before you can be looked at in that framework, in that matrix, then you can decide where to put your efforts. How about starting with important, urgent, and then move to important, not urgent, and then the unimportant stuff you can either do or not do, depending upon your wish. I certainly don't want to do unimportant, non-urgent things ahead of important, urgent things. So the first advantage of scheduling is you get to set the priorities. You are the boss. You have control. The second advantage is improved productivity. If you look at your day and schedule activities and events into that day, you can do so in a logical way. For instance, I could go to a store and then come home, and then go to another store and then come home, or I could plan on making one trip, go to two stores, and then come home and save a lot of travel time. The result of this is better time management. If I'm more efficient in the way I do things, then I have more time to do things I want to do. The next advantage is reduced stress and anxiety. This is a big deal. This right here is worth the price of admission. Another great expression, if something is worth the price of admission, what we're saying is it's worth the cost or it's worth the expense. So we're using another wonderful metaphor. It's worth the price of admission. You need no other reason other than the reduction of stress and anxiety to pursue this scheduling behavior. I have to admit that as a procrastinator, I was very susceptible to shiny objects. That expression refers to things that catch our attention. It may refer to certain types of birds like crows and ravens. As a kid, I was taught that crows and ravens were drawn toward shiny objects, and they tended to collect them. They tended to pick them up. I don't know if that's the origin of this phrase or not. It's an interesting idea. There's an expression you may hear called shiny object syndrome, as if it was a disease process. Being attracted to a shiny object just refers to our susceptibility to being distracted by something that is attractive, something that seems interesting, something that catches our attention. The other side of this reduction of anxiety and stress that's very important is onerous tasks. We're now in the spring, and in the United States, the springtime is when we are preparing the documents for our federal and state taxes. It is required that citizens file documents with the federal and state government that demonstrate the level of taxation and our payment of those taxes. It's a system of accountability to make certain that we pay our fair share based on laws passed by the legislatures. Most of us find tax time stressful and irritating. Most of us consider filing taxes an onerous task. And if it's an onerous task, it's easy to procrastinate and put it off. Put it off to the last minute. Many a tax return has been filed just before the deadline. There are many other similar or analogous tasks, paperwork that needs to be filed, forms that need to be submitted. We have a lot of responsibilities that fall under this general heading of onerous tasks. And the way I solve that problem is I just schedule it. The problem with just scheduling it is some of these tasks are really big tasks. And so for someone to schedule by next Thursday, they're going to file their federal tax return, is not the right way to do it for most of us. A much better way to do it is look at the constituent parts of that process. Break that overall goal down into what needs to be done. Gathering the information from your bank, gathering information about investments, gathering information about deductions, gathering information about expenses that you may be able to use to decrease your tax burden. So there's a lot of gathering. So what I did was scheduled each of those steps. And once they were done, I moved to the next level, which was to send everything to the tax preparer with a note. Now, I may get a request from my tax preparer explaining that I need to submit additional information. But that's a very small step. That's not a huge, onerous task. It's just a little detail, and it's easily scheduled. I can tell you from experience, I've done it both ways. I've approached these onerous tasks as a procrastinator, and I've approached it as a scheduler. And let me tell you, scheduling is the way to go. But schedule the small steps. Don't schedule the overall thing. Schedule the small to intermediate steps. The next advantage is goal achievement. If you schedule things, things actually get done. If something is classified in your mind as something you would like to do sometime, chances are it will never get done. But if something is on the schedule and you check it off, it got done. So accomplishing real goals is a super big advantage of scheduling things. The last advantage I want to mention is accountability. If your methods for scheduling things are done well, you should create a record of what you've done so that you can go back and refer to these records and know when the task got accomplished. This is one of the strengths of the app, Things, because Things, when you check it off, it goes into the log, and you can go back and go through the log and find what you did and when you did it. I really wish that I could have known this when I was in my 20s. This would have been very useful information for me to have when I was a young man. It took me many decades to discover the power of scheduling. It just didn't seem interesting enough for me to go into it. Eventually, my need to schedule things became so great that I looked into it, developed these methods, and the benefits have been amazing. If you are trying to improve your English language skills and you're finding it difficult to fit a lot of comprehensible input into your day, you might consider organizing your day around the concept of scheduling. Schedule the input. See where it will fit. Make sure you get your input. If that's a high enough priority and you schedule your day, it will happen. You might object, saying, no, I have a job that takes up most of my time during the day. I don't have any control. But that's a little disingenuous. That's not really true. You have control of the time that you're awake that you can identify as discretionary time. Sure, our jobs take a big chunk of time. But in the morning before we go to work, in the evening after work, this is the time available to us. If there's not very much of it, then it's all the more important to use it wisely. In the United States, it's estimated that the average person watches about 2 hours of television per day. In the United States, it is estimated that the average person is online 5 or 6 hours per day. That screen time estimate is outside of work. So at least in the United States, we have good, strong evidence of discretionary time that is being used, and perhaps people would benefit from reallocating some of that time for their benefit. I talked to a friend of mine about language learning, and I told him what I was doing and the results I had had so far, and he lamented that that would be great, but he just couldn't find time to do that much input. Since we're very good friends, I told him what I do, that I get input in the morning and input in the evening, and that I don't watch television. And then he rather wistfully said, well, that would be a problem because I really look forward to watching. And then he listed a couple of television shows that he watches regularly. Now, I don't make fun of that friend of mine, no. I mention this with respect. It's just an illustration that people set their priorities. The question is, in the future, as you look back on how you use this time, is this really the way you want to use it? You can make these decisions proactively by scheduling. I invite comments below, and if you like videos like this, be sure to click on this one next. See you soon.